I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, they're rigged in our culture, they're rigged in the system.
Today, we're going to discuss the dollar strength that we're seeing recently, and I want to caution you extremely, don't be fooled by the recent strength in the dollar. There are many factors that are leading to it, and it's actually not a good thing, it's actually a bad thing, and I'm going to explain a little bit of the cycle of what's taking place. There is opportunity in that, especially for gold and silver. It is definitely bringing the gold and silver price down. I wouldn't be surprised to see silver extremely low in this opportunity. It will give the commercial banks a chance to cover the short positions that have been manipulating the price. I think that's a great time for all of us to take advantage if you have not consolidated your assets and diversified properly into tangible assets like gold and silver. This is going to be a great time to do so. I'd be giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call or register online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com and take advantage of this opportunity. It's very rare, but there are circumstances leading to it. But first, I want to explain the dollar's issue, what's going on, so you can kind of understand that. Now, don't get it wrong. This is not saying that America is fine. Contrary to that, the currency may look strong, but its weaknesses are definitely mounting, and it's beyond mounting. We are looking at, well, I'm just going to tell you, if you start paying attention to the cycles, I just see, honestly, I can see America be completely done within 10 years. And when I say done, I'm not talking just financially. I'm talking our entire culture, everything we know. I won't be surprised if we're going to be invaded. War is imminent. If you look into the cycles of the world, it is very, very, very concerning, let alone the cycles we see that are taking place in the market system. I'm going to get into that a little later on, another podcast. But there is a tremendous amount of cycle activity that shows we have a high probability over the next 30 to 45 days, 30 to 60 days of an extreme market sell-off. That I'm talking upwards to 50% easy. So if you're not, if you're still in the stock market and you have not already gone to cash, I highly recommend at this point going to cash. I think that probability when you see the cycles is very real. I would at least be cautious to it. Forget what you think you might be missing out on. And then when this system crashes to the level it's going to, I will not be surprised to see the Dow Jones down to around 15,000 or right in that area. Once it rolls over 30,000, it's off and it's going to slide right in. But when you see the cycles and you pay attention through history, it is really, really eerie. And I would rather be on the side of caution, because at least if you're in cash and you're still in the stock market, you can take advantage of that. You can go to cash, wait until the system goes down, because that is what the bankers are going to do. They are going to take this thing down hard. And if you see the cycle patterns, you'll understand they will crush it. And unfortunately, most mom and pop will actually wait until the very end before they start selling. And then the hedge funds and the bankers will come in and they'll start a rally from there. We potentially could see a massive stock market rally at that point. But we have a lot of headwinds, and a lot of it is war related. And that's all another factor, because we have splintered forever, or at least for now, and it looks like to me forever, the global trade relationships that we had. The fact that we picked a fight in a war with Russia using Ukraine as a proxy. And if people don't think it was us doing it, you're just kidding yourself. We're the ones financing it. We are providing all the military equipment. It is getting so bad that our special forces are giving up their military equipment to Ukraine, and their reports in the army where our active duty military personnel are giving up their weapons, howitzers, and ammunition to Ukraine. Now, this is very dangerous because even the Pentagon came out a few days ago talking about the stockpile being very, very low. Germany is saying the same thing. So here we're going into this unprecedented instability with the world, and we are actually depleting our ammunition stockpiles, especially those of Javelin missiles and artillery shells and such. Here's the problem. We are dealing in a supply chain crisis in magnitude that is going to increase like you've never seen. We are going to have an unbelievable, now they're faking it as hard as they can, but I guarantee, well, I can't guarantee very much, can we? But this one's huge. We are going to have an epic food crisis. I'd go to harvest, heavensharvest.com for that, but we are going to have an epic food crisis here in the latter half of this year going into spring of next year because of the harvest. What we're experiencing now in food inflation has nothing to do with this year's crops, and we are experiencing unprecedented drought around the world, not just in Southwest America, but Germany, Europe, everywhere. They're experiencing droughts like you wouldn't believe. Pakistan is being flooded. I mean, so the places that are dry are being flooded. The places that are usually wet are being droughted. If God's not in the middle of this, I don't know what, but the food crisis will be so huge next year. You think our prices are expensive now? Wait. And so the supply chain's an issue because the microchip, semiconductor chip area, which basically runs everything we do, is predominantly Taiwan and South Korea, and China is making major moves to make sure they control and dominate that. And just one Javelin missile alone in the military has over 150 microchips in it. They're even getting reports that the military are buying up washers and dryers to take the microchips out of them. So this is a very serious crisis. I have no idea why we thought it was a good idea to pick a war with Russia. I think the West miscalculated tremendously. Russia is very patient, and so is China, and they're not going to intervene in the collapse of the West, and that's exactly what we're seeing. So we got to get into the dollar here and discuss. So those are just kind of some background of why we're going to experience a cataclysmic event here in the United States. I give us about 10 years before it's the end of the nation, to be honest. I don't know how we turn it around, because I do believe it's spiritually driven. I think we've become extremely Luciferian, perverted. Our morals, our value, what America believes. Now, not we the people, but the government that leads us. And I think we're just heading towards a massive civil war. I think we're also in position to where during that civil war, it's at a time where we're having not only food crises, financial crises, but also we have enemies like Russia and China who can easily take it to us at that point. But think about this. Think about what happened two decades ago, which suggested that the dollar is closer to peaking than rallying further, because there is kind of some cycles on some of this stuff. But even as the U.S. stock market fell at the dot-com bust era, the dollar continued rising before entering the decline that started in 2002, and it lasted about 6 years. We are at a similar turning point right now, and this time the U.S. currency's decline could last even longer. Now, I know this is going to sound a little confusing, but it's not. I think we're going to have both. I think we're getting the massive decline in the currency, and we're also going to see a major strengthening of the currency. Right now, currently, we are in a major strength of the currency, is why it's such a great time to take advantage of the low gold and silver prices. But don't kid yourself, that's not lasting. Even if you adjust for inflation, the value of the dollar against other currencies is now 20% above its long-term trend and above the peak that it reached in 2001. The typical upswing in a dollar cycle lasts around 7 years, and the current upswing is already in its 11th year. And the issue is here more than ever before, the fundamental imbalances are boding very ill here for the dollar. Fundamental being, we are tearing each other apart civilly. We are having massive drought and food issues. We are having high energy prices by design as they attack refineries and gasoline engines. And by the way, on a soft note or side note, how ironic, these loons in California, I tell you, I just, this is why we're going to be having civil war, I'm sure, but they are just loons, I tell you. And the, well, the left wing, basically. I get alternative energy sources. I'm all on board. But to mandate all electric vehicles in California, and they actually pass laws now that you are no longer able to sell gasoline vehicles in California, I think by 2032, which, by the way, that's probably the prediction of when I believe our country won't even exist. And I know that sounds like an extreme statement, but if you see what's coming, you will understand. And don't be afraid of it. Just get prepared and hunker down. But here they demand that gasoline engines stop being sold. And then they turn right around a few days later and tell their citizens, do not plug in your electric vehicle. We can't afford the electric surges. And there's going to be rolling blackouts because of the heat wave and drought that's stricken in California. So you see the danger of electric vehicles. So for all of you that have electric vehicles, good luck. You're really in a bad place. If it's a second or third vehicle, fine. But I would never stop the idea of diesel or gasoline, especially diesel, because diesel fuel can last forever. Because regardless of what they try to do, we are extremely susceptible through electromagnetic pulse EMP blasts, as well as you're seeing in California right now. Hey, I'm sorry, we're going to ban all gasoline vehicles in the state for in the name of climate BS change. But by the way, you can't plug in your electric vehicle either because we can't make the electricity. You can't just make that stuff up. But right now we are dealing with a current account deficit that is running. Now, this is in the dollar. We are dealing with a current account deficit, and I believe it's getting worse rapidly, and you're going to hear why, that is above 5% of the GDP. Now, this is a very reliable signal of financial trouble to come in the future. Very reliable signal if you study cycles and you study currencies. This, or that is really, the most true in developed countries anyway, like we here in the United States. Where these episodes are rare, I mean, it really hasn't happened very often, and it's usually concentrated in more kind of a crisis-prone nations, such as Spain or Portugal and Ireland, Argentina, Venezuela, obviously went completely AWOL. The U.S., when you think about the U.S. account deficit now, it is right there close to the 5% threshold right now as we talk, which it has broken only once since 1960. Think about that. That's 62 years ago. And that was during the dollar's downswing after 2001. Nations see their currencies weaken when the rest of the world no longer trusts that they can't pay their bills. And folks, in the seven stages of an empire, this last stage before an empire collapses is the loss of confidence in a currency. Now, I'm not so sure that's exactly right now for the dollar, but I definitely believe it's coming. And that's not good whatsoever. Currently, the U.S. owes the world a net $18 trillion. That's $18 trillion. That is 73% of the U.S. GDP, what we produce. Far beyond the 50% threshold that is often foretold, currency crises in the past. That is a really big deal, way beyond the indicator that there is a big problem. So if the dollar is close to entering a downswing, the question is whether the period lasts long enough and goes deep enough to threaten the status of our world currency. But here's a little indicator, and mark this. This is huge. I don't believe the dollar completely collapses, because if the dollar collapses, folks, it's the end of all the world we know. That's just the way it's going to be. This is not, 150 years ago. If that dollar goes down, everything in our lives change. So the dollar, to give you an indicator of when that happens, the dollar won't be collapsing until you see the euro collapse. If the euro collapses, which, by the way, it is below parity right now, Europe is in deep trouble. That's why the dollar is so strong, is because the European Union's collapsing. They're in food crises right now. They're rationing food, rationing energy. The Rhine River in Germany, which is the industrial heartland of Europe, is dried up literally to the point where barges can't even move goods and service down the river. They're in serious trouble. And then, this is a doozy, Russia just came out and announced that Nord Stream pipeline is now cut off to Europe. Now Europe has officially entered energy crisis, which their ministers are telling their people they could have energy issues for the next 5 to 10 years. Their economies won't survive. There's things on the internet you'll see where in Ireland and other countries, people are getting electric bills, power bills for like $10,000 a month in euros, but it translates in American dollar. That's huge. So the indicator to pay attention to is when the euro really truly collapses, you have about 2 weeks to get every single penny out of the banking system because the dollar will follow right behind that. Now, I don't really see that right this minute. There could be a couple of scenarios here. We do have a massive war front heading to us. We are going to be disabled to that extent on war because a lot of our military is depleted and we can't really make a lot of the munitions because the natural resources and commodities, let alone the microchip semiconductors that make these military products, unfortunately come out of the East. Russia, China dominate in rare earth minerals. They dominate in these materials and we're in deep trouble, folks. I tell you, this globalization is a doozy. And they're tearing it apart. And here's the thing. We've done it on purpose. During President Trump's era, everything was peaceful. There were no wars started. The economies were picking up after this pandemic. But yet we change administration and immediately it goes for the jugular of the world and the annihilation of everything we know. This has all been created. They say it was Putin's fault. No, it wasn't. All he wanted was guarantees that the Ukraine wouldn't put military assets right on their border, which, duh, if you study history, of course they wouldn't allow that. That's been the agreement for 50 years, and we violated that. We put the neo-Nazis in Ukraine in 2014. We were the ones flying B-52 bombers. We are now flying B-52 nuclear bombers without the fail switches on. You don't think Russia knows? We're messing with it. We, in the United States, are the ones doing it. So the question is, why? And I believe is to bring us to our knees, to destroy everything we know, to make us desperate, and to make us serfs beyond belief, to where we have to go to the government in the form of Mark of the Beast, One World Order control. And I know people think that's crazy, but you're not paying attention to details then. The dollar share, you have to understand that the dollar itself, when you look at reserve currencies in history, Britain, France, Netherlands, Spain, and Portugal, they've all had these 80-100-year cycles. We're well beyond this now, and the dollar's time is definitely nearing an end. Our foreign exchange reserve alone is at 59%. It's the lowest it's been since 1995. And now that the BRICS, now that we've done this and put sanctions on Russia, we stole all their reserves, we've destroyed the confidence in the dollar as a safe haven, even though people are going to it right now. I know this sounds confusing, but it's not. We have gone from a unipolar world where it was dollar dominated to a multipolar world where we're going to be in currency blocks. And BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are going to lead the way with their own reserve currency. And yes, our allies are joining into the BRICS. Even Saudi Arabia has announced they want to go into the BRICS. I'm telling you, this is not healthy. We have trillions. Most of the money we have printed is outside this country. It's not here. When they start doing these currency blocks and they start bringing that those dollars back to America, you haven't seen inflation. That's called hyperinflation. And that's why if you don't have gold and silver, you're going to you will lose probably everything. I mean, I'm being just blunt. You're going to be busted. So you better have your house paid off. You better have emergency. You just better be prepared, and you better not be in brokerages. You don't know the laws of bail-in. You better pay attention. This is a really, really big deal. The impact of U.S. sanctions on Russia is demonstrating clearly how much influence the U.S. wields over the dollar-driven world when we were unipolar. We are inspiring many countries now to speed up their search for options and using each other's currencies. It's actually really possible now that the really next step for these is not towards a single reserve currency again, like we thought, maybe an IMF, SDR type of concept. I think the West has kind of ruined that reputation, but it's really going to be looking more like it's going to currency blocks, which is important because when you realize where population is, a vast majority of the East is about 3/4 of the world's population. So United States and Europe is in deep trouble. And then the communists up north in Canada, they're really going to be in trouble. So the Southeast Asians' largest economies, they're increasingly settling payments right now to one another directly, avoiding the dollar. They've even blown out completely the concept of the petrodollar, where all energy had to be bought in U.S. dollars. And that was the beginning of the downfall. And that's why when you start looking at these cycles, you can see the end of America. And I hate to say that, but hey, man, I'm prepared. I'm in a place, this whole country can fall apart, and I'm probably going to live back in the 1800s in that respect. Most people will not be able to do that. So don't be afraid. But I would definitely, you know, start thinking seriously about your position in life and where you're at. Malaysia and Singapore, for instance, are among countries. And these are big Eastern countries. They're making arrangements with China. Now you got Taiwan and South Korea, where all of our microchips coming from. Tremendous pressure on South Korea to ditch the military alliance with the United States, and our 30,000-40,000 troops will be leaving. And if you're South Korea, you're probably going to take that serious because China dominates that region. So who are you going to put your confidence in? The United States, who's depleting, who has moral character of a gnat. Their country is on the verge of civil war with these Marxists on one end, and then you have patriots on the other. It's a mess. It just is. China is right in the middle of it, and they're making arrangements with all of them. And they're even helping bail them out. If you even look at the central banks from Asia to the Middle East, they're starting to set up bilateral currency swaps lines where they're now swapping with each other's currencies. It was always they would take their currency, another nation would take their currency, use a dollar, and then they would do transactions. And that's not happening anymore. They are reducing the dependence on the dollar, folks. So just as in the dot-com era, we all remember this, the dollar appears to be benefiting from the safe haven status, because right now, not only is Europe collapsing below parity with all the issues of the flooding, the rationing, the energy, but other Western nations are going to be experiencing the same thing. So the markets are selling off around the world right now, which is leading money into the dollar, which is making gold and silver cheaper. That's why I take advantage of it. But just note, investors are not rushing to buy U.S. assets, though. They're reducing risk everywhere and holding the resulting cash in dollars at the moment. This is not a vote of confidence, folks, for the U.S. economy. And it is worth recalling that bullish analysts offered the same reason for buying tech stocks at their recent peak value back in the day. There is no alternative. And it ended really bad. So just remember that this issue that we're dealing with here is real. I would strategize for it, and don't be fooled by the strong dollar, because the post-dollar world is coming. we have an extreme potential for a 50% market decline over the next 45 days, just based off of cycles. And when you see the cycle data, it is eerie. Doesn't have to be a bad thing, though, so don't get all negative or fearful. For I did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, dunamis power, supernatural miracle power that raised Christ from the dead, love, and a sound mind, said the Lord. Stay focused on that. If it doesn't happen in the next 45 days, it's going to break cycles that go back hundreds of years. I'm not so sure. This is very real. I would at least be cautious, because the good news is being cautious won't hurt you, but not making a strategy will. So until next time, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.